2021年河北省初中生升学文化课考试英语自测卷二。第一题，听句子，选出句子中所包含的信息。下面你将听到5个句子，每个句子读2遍。请你听完句子的第2遍朗读后，从各小题所给出的 A、B、C 3个选项中选出包含所听信息的选项。
Number 1. Your answer is wrong.
Your answer is wrong.
Number 2. My birthday is on June 25th.
My birthday is on June 25th.
Number 3. John should learn to make a decision on his own.
John should learn to make a decision on his own.
Number 4. Mary brought a pen for me yesterday.
Mary bought a pen for me yesterday.
Number 5. Don't eat or drink in the classroom, Bruce.
Don't eat or drink in the classroom, Bruce.
第二题，听句子，选出该句的最佳答语。下面你将听到5个句子，每个句子读2遍。请你听完句子的第2遍朗读后，从各小题所给出的 A、B、C 3个选项中，选出该句的最佳答语。
Number 6. Hello, I'd like to speak to Mike.
Hello, I'd like to speak to Mike.
Number 7. Sorry for keeping you waiting for so long.
Sorry for keeping you waiting for so long.
Number 8. Hello, could you tell me where I can find the hospital?
Hello, could you tell me where I can find the hospital?
Number 9. How do you feel about your school life?
How do you feel about your school life?
Number 10. May I use your dictionary, Jenny?
May I use your dictionary, Jenny?
Number 3. 听对话和问题，选择正确答案。下面你将听到5组对话和8个问题。每组对话和问题读2遍，请你听完对话和问题的第2遍朗读后，从各小题所给出的 A、B、C 3个选项中选出正确答案。请听第一组对话，回答第11题。
Hi, Laura. What did you do last weekend?
Oh, I just watched TV at home and didn't go anywhere. What about you?
I flew kites with my sister in the park.
Sounds great.
Hi, Laura. What did you do last weekend?
Oh, I just watched TV at home and didn't go anywhere. What about you?
I flew kites with my sister in the park.
Sounds great.
Question number 11. What did the man do last weekend?
What did the man do last weekend?
Look at this cup. It's so beautiful.
Yes, it was made in the Tang Dynasty.
Wow, a long history. It must be made by hand.
Yes, how amazing.
Look at this cup. It's so beautiful.
Yes, it was made in the Tang Dynasty.
Wow, a long history. It must be made by hand.
Yes, how amazing.
Question number 12. Where are they talking?
Where are they talking?
请听第三组对话，回答第十三题。
The sweater looks so good. How much is it?
It was $80 before, but it's half price, $40 now.
Great, I'll take it.
Okay, thanks and look forward to your coming next time.
The sweater looks so good. How much is it?
It was $80 before, but it's half price, $40 now.
Great, I'll take it.
Okay, thanks and look forward to your coming next time.
Question number 13. What's the price of the sweater now?
What's the price of the sweater now?
请听第四组对话，回答第14至15题。
What are you doing, Grandma?
I'm planting some flowers.
Wow, the garden will be more beautiful. Is there anything I can do for you?
Let me see. Can you pass me the flowers over there?
Sure, and maybe I can water them.
That couldn't be better. Be careful.
Okay, I will. What are you doing, Grandma?
I'm planting some flowers.
Wow, the garden will be more beautiful. Is there anything I can do for you?
Let me see. Can you pass me the flowers over there?
Sure, and maybe I can water them.
That couldn't be better. Be careful.
Okay, I will. Question number 14. Who is planting flowers?
Who is planting flowers?
15. What can the boy help do?
What can the boy help do?
请听第五组对话，回答第16至18题。
Long time no see. Where did you go these days?
I went on a trip to Xiamen.
Great. How's your trip?
Wonderful. Xiamen is a beautiful city. We had a good time there these days.
What did you do there?
We visited many places of interest. But we didn't eat many delicious snacks. What a pity.
Did you go with your parents?
No, I went there with my friends.
That's great. How long did you stay there?
5 days.
Oh, I hope I can travel there one day. Long time no see. Where did you go these days?
I went on a trip to Xiamen.
Great. How's your trip?
Wonderful. Xiamen is a beautiful city. We had a good time there these days.
What did you do there?
We visited many places of interest, but we didn't eat many delicious snacks. What a pity.
Did you go with your parents?
No, I went there with my friends.
That's great. How long did you stay there?
5 days.
Oh, I hope I can travel there one day. Question number 16. How was the girl's trip?
How was the girl's trip?
Question number 17. What did the girl do in Xiamen?
What did the girl do in Xiamen?
Question number 18. How long did the girl stay in Xiamen?
How long did the girl stay in Xiamen?
第四题，听短文和问题，选择正确答案。下面你将听到两篇短文和七个问题。短文和问题读两遍，请你听完短文和问题的第二遍朗读后，根据所听内容，从各小题所给出的A、B、C三个选项中。选出正确答案。请听第一篇短文，回答第19至21题。
Boys and girls, be quiet, please. There will be a talk show about English to be held at our school on Sunday afternoon. Professor Lee from a famous college will do it for us. In the first part,He will share with us about his experiences in foreign countries. Then during the break, you can ask some questions about Western traditions and culture. In the last part, Professor Lee will offer some useful methods about English learning. The talk show will be held at the Student Center at 3 o'clock. Don't be late.
Boys and girls, be quiet, please.There will be a talk show about English to be held at our school on Sunday afternoon. Professor Lee from a famous college will do it for us. In the first part, he will share with us about his experience in foreign countries. Then during the break, you can ask some questions about Western traditions and culture. In the last part,Professor Lee will offer some useful methods about English learning. The talk show will be held at the Student Center at 3 o'clock. Don't be late.
Question number 19. When will the talk show be held?
When will the talk show be held?
Question number 20. What can students do during the break?
What can students do during the break?
Question number 21. Where will the talk show be held?
Where will the talk show be held?
听第二篇短文，回答第22至25题。
There are many people who set many alarm clocks in the morning in order to get up on time. If you are one of them, say hello to your new alarm clock, Spin Me Alarm Clock. You can turn this alarm off just by pushing off. The only way to turn it off is to get out of bed and turn yourself around until the alarm stops. Luckily, you can pick your favorite music for the alarm. This makes the alarm clock more fun to use. It's a super clever app to get you out of bed. It's not free, and you need to spend 12 yuan to get the service. I'm sure you won't have trouble getting up and be late.
There are many people who set many alarm clocks in the morning in order to get up on time. If you are one of them, say hello to your new alarm clock, Spin Me Alarm Clock. You can't turn this alarm off by just pushing off. The only way to turn it off is to get out of bed and turn yourself around until the alarm stops. Luckily, you can pick up your favorite music for the alarm. This makes the alarm clock more fun to use. It's a super clever app to get you out of bed. It's not free, and you need to spend 12 yuan to get the service. I'm sure you won't have trouble getting up and be late.
Question number 22. What can you do to turn off Spin Me Alarm Clock?
What can you do to turn off Spin Me Alarm Clock?
Question number 23. What makes the alarm clock more fun to use?
What makes the alarm clock more fun to use?
Question number 24. How does the speaker like the new alarm?
How does the speaker like the new alarm?
Question number 25. How much do you need to pay for the alarm service?
How much do you need to pay for the alarm service?
第五题，听短文填空。下面你将听到一篇短文，短文读两遍，请你听完短文的第二遍朗读后。根据短文的内容和提示，在信息表中相应的横线上填入所缺信息。
I am Amy, the leader of the class. One day, in a self-study class, one boy kept making much noise. I told him to be quiet, but he didn't listen to me. I felt very upset. Several days later, I encouraged my classmates to join in an English speech, but they refused to do it. Then I asked my teacher for help. My teacher advised me to communicate with them and try to understand them. After that, I often communicated with my classmates and listened to them carefully. Gradually, everyone liked me. The whole class supported my work. I have learned that listening to other students' ideas before making decisions is a way to show our respect to them. Then they will do the same.
I'm Amy, the leader of the class. One day, in a self-study class, one boy kept making much noise. I told him to be quiet, but he didn't listen to me. I felt very upset. Several days later, I encouraged my classmates to join in an English speech, but they refused to do it. Then I asked my teacher for help. My teacher advised me to communicate with them and try to understand them. After that, I often communicated with my classmates and listened to them carefully. Gradually, everyone liked me. The whole class supported my work. I have learned that listening to other students' ideas before making decisions is a way to show our respect to them. Then they will do the same.